ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। रीडिङ्ग् फ्रोम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् केण्टो 3rd चाप्टर् 15 एण्टैटल्ड् डिस्क्रिप्शन् आफ् द किङ्ग्डम् आफ् गाड् टेक्स्ट् 37। एवं तदैव भगवान् अरविन्दनाभः स्वानां विबुध्यः सदतिक्रममार्यहृद्यः तस्मिन् ययौ परमहंस महामुनीनाम् अन्वेषणीयचरणौ चलयन् सः श्रीः। एवं तदैव भगवान् अरविन्दनाभः स्वानां विबुध्य सदतिक्रममार्यहृद्यः तस्मिन् ययौ परमहंस महामुनीनाम् अन्वेषणीयचरणौ चलयन् सः श्रीः। एवं तदैव भगवान् अरविन्दनाभः स्वानां विबुध्य सदतिक्रममार्यहृद्यः तस्मिन् ययौ परमहंस महामुनीनाम् अन्वेषणीयचरणौ चलयन् सः श्रीः। एवं तदैव भगवान् अरविन्दनाभः विबुध्य सदतिक्रममार्यहृद्यः अस्मिन् ययौ परमहंस महामुनीनाम् अन्वेषणीयचरणौ चलयन् सः श्रीः। अन्वेषणीयचरणौ चलयन् सः श्रीः। एवं तदैवन्दनाभः स्वानां विबुध्य सदतिक्रममार्यहृद्यः तस्मिन् ययौ परमहंस महामुनीनाम्
అన్వేషణీయ చరణో చలయన్ సహశ్రీ.
వైష్ణవీస్,
ఏవం తదైవ భగవాన్ అరవిందనాభః స్వానాం విబుద్ధ్య సదతిక్రమమార్యహృద్యః తస్మిన్ యయౌ పరమహంస మహామునీనాం అన్వేషణీయ చరణౌ చలయన్ సః శ్రీః. ఏవం తదైవ భగవాన్ అరవిందనాభః స్వానాం విబుద్ధ్య సదతిక్రమమార్యహృద్యః తస్మిన్ యయో పరమహంస మహామునీనాం అన్వేషణీయ చరణౌ శలయన్ సః శ్రీః.
ఏవం దస్ తదా ఇవ అట్ దట్ వెరీ మోమెంట్ భగవాన్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ అరవింద నాభ విత్ అ లోటస్ గ్రోయింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిజ్ నెవల్ స్వానాం of his own servants vibhudayah learned about sat to the great sages atikramam the insult arya of the righteous hridya the delight tasmin there yayayu went paramahamsa reclusus mahamuninam by the great sages anveshaniya which are worthy to be sought charanam the two lotus feet Chalayan, walking, Sahashrihi, with the goddess of fortune. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. At that very moment, the Lord, who is called Padmanabh, because of the lotus grown from his navel, and who is the delight of the righteous, learned about the insult offered by his own servant to the saints. Accompanied by his spouse, the goddess of fortune, he went to the spot on those very feet sought for the recluses and great sages. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord declares that his devotees cannot be vanquished at any time. The Lord could understand that the quarrel between the doorman and the sages was taking a different turn, and therefore he instantly came out of his place and went to the spot to stop further aggravation so that his devotees, the doorman, might not be vanquished for good. ఓం జ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురుః శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితాంస్తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమః విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పొంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురు దీనతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యైశ్వరం. హరే కృష్ణ. I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak something glorifying Lord for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So here when we know that when there was darkness in the universe, the demigods, they approached Brahma asking for the reason, and Brahmaji telling he cannot do anything, he started raising their consciousness by describing the kingdom of God. So here we are at a point where the four Kumaras, they are stopped by the doormen Jay and Vijay, and in a fit of anger they have cursed them, and Jay and Vijay have sought for forgiveness. They repented, and in today's verse we are seeing that at that very moment, the Lord called as Padmanabh, he, on those very lotus feet were sought by great sages, he came there on the spot with his wife, Sri Lakshmi Devi. So today we will see three things. First, why did Mother Lakshmi came along with Lord Narayana? Second, why Lord gave darshan to four Kumaras who were actually Brahmavadis? And third, how we can take lessons of not aggravating situations. So, and we'll see some example from scriptures. So first point, why did Lord brought, Mother Lakshmi? So, I am going to read one sentence from Srila Vishwanath Das Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on this particular verse. It's very long. That actually shows the greatness and the, intellect and the realization he had. So try to follow, The Lord, the lover of Brahmanas, and affectionate to his devotees, then appeared there to prove that bhakti attracts Lord, that bhakti shines and makes other shine, by making the four Kumaras and doorkeepers, they themselves from the ocean of water drop of inner humility arising from offenses committed to each other, by purifying them of their faults and making them realize the meaning of devotees and Brahmana. This is one statement by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So let's break it down. So the first point, this acharyas, they generally are like lighthouse, they guide. So even while reading scriptures, this, if we just read translation, it may appear, very simple. There was a quarrel and Lord appeared there. And Prabhupada also is mentioning that, Lord came there to not aggravate. But then the acharyas, they go in between the lines, what happened actually. So he's saying that Lord Vishnu brought Mother Lakshmi for two reasons. First, when the child, you know, the kids are very naughty, it's very difficult to control them, right? So only mother can control the naughty kids. So Lakshmi being, you know, the supreme mother, Lord knows when she is brought. Both these parties who were actually, like, you know, pretty angry with each other will calm down, you know. Also, in this world, like, we all are governed by, you know, Bahiranga Shakti, Durga Devi, right? So Lord wanted to give them the experience of Ladini Shakti, the internal potency of Lord. So as soon as four Kumaras and Jay and Vijay, they saw Mother Lakshmi, immediately they became very pacified. You know, because they could experience, you know, the soothingness of her presence, you know. And then the second reason was, brahmacharis, you know, generally they are well behaved when there are matajis around, right? So, four Kumaras, Prabhupada writes this, you know, in one of the purport, that four Kumaras were, like, you know, made well behaved immediately, before they could throw any tantrum at Lord Vishnu, you know, hey, you are a doorkeeper, what they did do, you know, this, you know. Like yesterday, Bhrugupati Prabhu was nicely mentioning, right, how they could have interacted. So instead of that, when immediately they saw Lakshmi, everybody was, you know, gentlemanly present. So those were two reasons, you know, to give them the experience of internal potency, and to second, to settle down the, you know, situation, whole atmosphere. So that's why Lord came along with Mother Lakshmi. Now, second thing, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that actually nobody can see Lord face to face unless one is pure devotee, right? Unalloyed devotion. Even whenever Brahmaji goes for help, generally he just hears the sound, okay, you know. He'll go on the milk ocean and then the Lord will speak to them saying, okay, I'll appear, you know, and you do this, this, this. But here, for four Kumaras who were actually Brahmavadis, Lord came in person. So we'll see these terms actually, you know, there are, like, you know, there is a, you know, Nirishwarvadi, then Brahmavadi, Mayavadi, and there is Nirvisheshavadi, Shunyavadi, you know, all Vadis, right? What is common in them? They are all Vadi, means with their intellects, you know, trying to arrive to some conclusion. So the difference between Brahmavadi and Mayavadi is, Brahmavadi is like, they understand, you know, that Lord has both personal feature and impersonal, but they are more attracted to the impersonal feature. Whereas in Mayavadis, they say that Lord's, like, you know, they are impersonalists, but they say that Lord's form is Maya. So that's kind of, you know, difference between them. So this Brahmavadis, four Kumaras, what did they do so that they get, you know, personal darshan of Lord? So here is what had happened. They came, they were stopped, they gave curse, and when they gave a curse, the Jay and Vijay, they immediately sought for forgiveness. They repented. And what they did, like in last verse we saw, what they asked, you please forgive us and bestow us that we should not forget Lord. We should always remember Lord. So when they ask for forgiveness, immediately two things happen to four Kumaras. First thing, they themselves felt little bit ashamed. Hey, you know, these are gentlemen and we curse them. You know, these are very nice devotees, simple hearted, and we curse them. So they felt bad. Four Kumaras, in their heart, they felt bad. Many times it happens, right? You know, if we are correcting somebody, sometimes we give real heavy chastisement, you know. And many times, like, you know, the kids, as a parent, sometimes kids do some mischief and we We scold more than even required. And then we get that feeling, you know. Paramatma gives that, oh, it's not actually, you know, it's too much. Right? So same way, the first thing happened was, Kumaras realized that they scolded Jay and Vijay little too much. And second thing, what happened is that they as a, you know, Gyanis, they had their own egos that, you know, they won't get angry, right? There is this verse, right? Mahasevam dwaram ahur vimuktes tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam mahantaste samachitta prashanta vimanya surudas sadhavoye. So in this verse, devotees and, you know, this Brahmavadis, they are called as Mahatmas, right? Great souls, and their quality is given that vimannavaha, they won't get angry. And they are Surudha, they are a friend of everyone. So here, the four Kumaras, being Brahmavadis, they thought to themselves that we are Gyanis, we are supposed to be peaceful. Why did we get angry? So that repentance rose within their heart, and Chakravarti Thakur says that gave rise to bhakti. It is said, you know, bhakti sanjayate bhakta. Bhakti is given by a bhakta, a devotee, right? Krishna doesn't award own devotional service to anybody. Otherwise, he would be partial, right? So bhakti is given by a bhakta who has it, right? So, who gave bhakti to four Kumaras? Any guess? Jay and Vijay. Jay and Vijay, by their humility, when they accepted their mistake, and when they, submitted very humbly in front of four Kumaras, that in turn made the four Kumaras realize their mistake, and that gave rise of bhakti, and because of that, Lord came in person to give the darshan. So the same principle. So who was the Pathapradarshak Guru in this sense to four Kumaras? They were the doorkeepers, the Jay and Vijay. And that's how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells that, therefore, because now they have got this bhakti, they became qualified to see Lord in person. And of course, we'll see that famous verses come wherein the fragrance of Tulsi, you know, that gets, you know, them carried away. But before that, this particular instance gives the rise of bhakti in their heart. So, that was second point. So first point was why Lakshmiji came along to kind of give the experience of internal potency and to make the situation settle. And second, why Lord came in person? Because four Kumaras became like, you know, bhakti came in their heart. And how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur proves that the Jay and Vijay, they humbled themselves. In turn, four Kumaras repented, and that gave the rise of bhakti. Now the third point we'll see from scriptures, where we'll see two examples where situation got aggravated and where situation was not aggravated, whenever there were, you know, some clashes, so-called clashes like this. So we'll see the negative example first, you know. How many of us know the story of Devayani and Sharmishtha, you know? So what had happened that they were friends. Devayani was a daughter of Shukracharya, and Sharmishtha was a daughter of king, whom the Shukracharya was priest. Vishyapan, something his name. So they went to bathe in a lake, and that time, suddenly, you know, I think Indra came, and they tried to, you know, get their clothes. So Sharmishtha wore Devayani's clothes, Devayani wore Sharmishtha's clothes. Now after, like, you know, Indradev passed, it was simple, right? Okay, you know, let's exchange now, you know, you wore my clothes. But instead of that, settling, what happened? They started accusing each other. You know, Sharmista said, you want to wear the cloth of a princess? You know, you fool. And Devayani said, I am a daughter of a Brahmana. You know, whom, what you are talking? And then it went to such an extent that all the other friends of Sharmista, along with her, they threw Devayani in a well. Now you just imagine, what was the issue? You know, clothes got exchanged in a fit of hurry. Nothing big deal, right? Sometimes we are coming for Mangal Arati, suppose, in ashram. One brahmachari, grabs kurta of another brahmachari and runs because, 4:30 darshan is opening. So after that, okay, you just go back, exchange, and it's a done deal, At max, okay, you want to wash it and give it back. But if instead they start fighting in front of temple room, how the scene would look like, right? So basically they did same thing. But it aggravated to such an extent, this Devayani was, rescued by Yayati. And then he got married, but then Devayani said to her father, you make this Sharmishta my maid. And then, Shukracharya was a powerful guy, Guru rather, sorry to use this line, but he went to the king, king had to agree. Then Sharmishta had to become the maid servant of Devayani. Again it went further, wherein actually, Sharmishta again tries to get, kids from Yayati, and they, three sons are born, Puru and two more actually. And then again Devayani goes to her father, Shukracharya curses Yayati, and there is whole exchange, pastime goes on, the story goes on. And we know how that's how the Kaurava lineage starts. All that started with what? Exchange of dress. So, just see the exchange of dress can. So this is called as negative example of how we can aggravate the situation. They should have just exchanged the dress, and things would have sorted. Maybe Krishna had some other plans. We had to, the Pandavas had to appear. Maybe because of that it happened. But whatever. So the another negative example is where it got aggravated was Vashishta and Vishwamitra. This King Kaushik, this powerful king, he conquered whole earth. He went to Vashishta Muni, offered his obeisances. Vashishta said, oh, you are my king, you are my host, you are my guest. All of you please, sit, I'll make some prasad for you. He said, no, we are too many, I have so many soldiers. He said, don't worry, just sit. And then with no time, unlimited preparations, that too, those who like sweet, they will get sweet. Those who like, tamasic food, they will get tamasic food. Whatever, as per everybody's test. Everything appeared. King was very happy. And then he asked, how did you get this? He said, I have this Kamadhenu Kavu. And then king said, I want it. This Kaushik. Vashishta said, I am a Brahmana. I need cow so that I get a milk, we make a ghee. That butter we offer in the fire. So I need a cow. This should have settled here itself, right? Because Kaushik, king, he was submitting himself. He came to offer his obeisances to Vashishta. But did he listen to him? No, he said, I want a cow. And my God, what happened next? There was a fight. He tried to grab that cow forcefully. And then the cow said, oh Vashishta, please protect me. He said, I am Brahmana, I cannot fight. Cow said, you just say you stay here, I'll figure it out what to do, And then, Vashishta said, oh cow, please stay here. And the same cow which produced unlimited footsteps, produced unlimited soldiers. And they butchered, this Kaushik's army. And then Kaushik said, okay, I'll go now. And he said, this fellow has such a power, I want to become I want to become a Brahmana like him. And I want to destroy him, That was his. So he made his son as a king, went to forest, practiced great austerities, again came, he said, hey Vashishta, I want that cow, I want that cow. And he tried to attack with his all the astras, and what this Vashishta did? He had his Brahmana staff, like Maharaja's danda, right? So he just put it in front, and all his astras and weapons were neutralized. Now at least he should have learned a lesson. No, he again went for tapasya. Then Indra got disturbed. And then, we know, he had sent, Menaka. So, see how aggravated, you know. Just, he wanted, he would have so many cows, he was a king, right? He said, no, finished it. But he aggravated the situation. So these are two negative examples. That how it's in one's hand to whether to aggravate or not. Now the positive examples, you know. Dhruva Maharaj's brother was killed by Yakshas. He went and he killed the one who has killed his brother. He killed that Yaksha. Punishment was done. But then he was so much angry that he started killing in wholesale. So then the sages came and he said, hey Dhruva, you know, you are becoming a little too much angry. You are wiping out whole race for a, you know, fault of one person. So don't do it. And then he immediately was pacified. He did not aggravate. You know. Another example. Prithu Maharaj and, you know, Indra. Prithu Maharaj did 99 Ashwamegh. When he was doing 100, Indra came in the guise of a sadhu, stole the horse, you know, started, and when, you know, he caught Indra, you know, he was about to punish. Brahmaji appeared. He said, just leave it. Now, was Prithu Maharaj at fault? No. Did he wanted to become Indra? No. He was just doing sacrifice for betterment of everyone. But Brahmaji mediated and he immediately, okay, fine. Though it was not his mistake, he stopped. And by seeing that, what happened? Lord Vishnu, please, so much. Right. So here comes very, very important lesson in all of our life, that there will be situations where there are chances of things getting aggravated. It's up to us whether we want to do it or not. So even if the other party, even if we are not at fault, Prithu Maharaj was not at fault, he had all the right to do 100 sacrifices, but because he was told to stop, he did stop. So many times when there are, you know, clashes between two devotees, especially when we are living or doing services, clashes between two department heads or, you know, whatever. Even if we are not at fault, if we are told to stop, we just stop. There is no need to aggravate. And when we do that, what happens? Lord becomes very pleased. Lord personally appeared to Prithu Maharaj, Lord personally appeared here to four Kumaras. They did not aggravate the situation. Also, when we are an, you know, when we are at a, you know, in these situations, we need to make sure that we don't bring past into picture. Whenever there is, you know, such conflict situation, we know nowadays they're like, you know, husband wife or like, you know, whoever, friend, when they fight, you know, oh, you did this to me 10 years ago, you know. Oh, no, you did this to me 9 years, 6 months back. You know, you did this to me 8 years back, you know. You know, last time you were doing service on Sunday fish cooking in kitchen, you did this to me, you know. No, you know, this time you did this to me, you know. Ratayatra day, I remember you did not allow me to go on cart, you know. You did not allow me to put, you know, word on Lord Jagannath 2 times. You know, only 1 time you allowed, you know. We bring all the past in force, right? And what happens by that? The main problem remains, whatever is the task at place, and then it just starts getting aggravated. Situation starts getting bad, bad, bad. So, when we are in such, somebody shouts on us, I know you, you know. I have seen you from last, you know, so many years. Let me take you to police now, you know. I'll just ban you. Not required. Just see at that point, tell him, okay, this is a problem. Are you willing to rectify? If he is willing to rectify, done, then there itself, right? So this is when a mediator comes in picture. So here Brahmaji came as a mediator. The Yakshas and others, they came as a mediator. Both the parties, they immediately settled. And the result was positive. So it also happens that when some other devotee is trying to mediate between our, you know, quarrels, we should give due respect to them. And even the mediator should not fuel the fire. Hey, yeah, he's like that only. And he's like that. No. You know, Lord Vishnu did not come and say, oh, doorkeepers, you know, hey, you know, how did you come here in Vaikuntha? Don't you know even how to respect, you know, a guest? He did not say. He did not say even to four Kumaras. You yourself, you know, you tell yourself as a, you know, Brahmavadis, you know, if somebody says no, do you have so much ego that you cannot even wait? Did you ask them that go and at least ask? Did Lord fuel both the sides? No. He just pacified. So this is such a great lesson. Prabhupada, so beautifully he writes that, therefore he instantly came out of his place and went to the spot to stop further aggravation so that his devotees, the doormen, might not be vanquished for good. So, such a beautiful lesson. For us, when we are in situation, we should not aggravate. And if somebody is mediating, we should give them respect and listen. And as a mediator, if we are, have that service, we should not add fuel to the fire. Rather, we should try to calm the things. Because see, at the end of day, all of us, we need to remember that we are here to purify our heart and go back to spiritual world. If we forget that, then we'll get caught into all this. You know? So to summarize, we have seen how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives two reasons why Lord brings Mother Lakshmi with him. First thing is to give the four Kumaras the bliss of internal potency. And second, to calm the whole situation. Now another example comes to mind is when Lakshman was very angry with Sugriva, right? So immediately, Hanumanji asked Tara to go front, and then, you know, he asked Sugriva to go. Because as soon as Lakshman saw Tara, Mataji, he immediately calmed down. So same principle here. Lord wanted to calm the situation. And then the second thing we saw is that, why did Lord give darshan in person, though the four Kumaras were Brahmavadis? The Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that when the four Jay and Vijay, they repented. At the same time, the heart, there was, you know, change of heart for the Kumaras. They also felt sorry. And they were, you know, thinking that, oh, we are supposed to be this, you know, vimanyavaha, without any anger. But how did we do that? So when they sincerely repented within heart, immediately bhakti arose. So the bhakti was given to four Kumaras by the doorman, you know, the Jay and Vijay. And because of that, Lord gave the personal reason. And then we saw examples that how situation can be aggravated. We saw two examples, negative examples, Sharmishta and Devayani. Just because of whole clothes, what are things happened. And then second example we saw was that of Vashishta and Kashyapa. Kaushik, who became later as, you know, Vishwamitra. How things got aggravated. And then we saw positive examples wherein there were chances of aggravation, but because of a mediation, immediately one party took off. One we saw of Dhruva Maharaj killing Yaksha, and second we saw Prithu Maharaj doing his sacrifice. So for us, in personal capacity, we should try not to aggravate situation. And second, whenever somebody comes to mediate, we should respect and try to resolve the situation. And then, if we have, as a mediator, we should not put a fuel to the fire, but try to stop this. So with this, we would like to stop here. Any questions, comments? Yes, bro. Oh, 1 minute.
Sometimes devotees do tend to criticize Brahmavadis, you know, or Brahmanas that maybe perform for demigods or other types of worship, not direct devotional service. But in this example, Vishwanath Chakravarti is saying we shouldn't criticize Brahmanas that maybe are, let's say, Brahmavadis, you know, maybe they have their own form of worship that Krishna accepts. You know, maybe there's our even like mixed devotees that sometimes have a slightly impersonal conception, and how do we deal with those?
Actually, for that matter, we should not criticize anybody, even if he's atheist. Rather, we should feel two ways. Sorry for them and fortunate for ourselves. Sorry for them because they are wasting their human life, you know, misusing that free will. And fortunate for ourselves because of some devotee's mercy, we have got attached to this path. So for us, there is no reason to feel superior to them and criticize them. A doctor, or rather, you know, a patient who is getting cured, he should, what right he has to criticize one who is diseased? No. Rather, if we try to appreciate them, there are chances, good chances, that they'll come to Krishna consciousness. The doorman, Jay and Vijay, they did not criticize four Kumaras, you know, hey, you know, you are Brahmavadis, how you, they did not quote this verse, you know, say, you know, you are supposed to be, you know, Surada, you know. No, they just said, please forgive us. So, of course, there is a point wherein if somebody is defaming our spiritual master, somebody is speaking ill of Srila Prabhupada, yeah, then we can be, you know, heavy like fire. And just not become angry, but logically, you know, whatever they are saying, logically cut their points, you know, and make them understand, no, you know, what you are saying is wrong. So whenever somebody says that, okay, this is should be the standard, as especially as, you know, when we go out for book distribution, somebody asks us, you know, what do you think about this person? Never a target person. You ask, what is the philosophy, what they are telling? And then you tell, okay, as per Bhagavad Gita, this is what Krishna says. Now you only see, you know, this is this, this is this. So they themselves will understand. So therefore, even if within devotee, like I know many of my friends, you know, they started chanting Hare Krishna, and then morning they used to go and offer arghya to Surya, then they used to chant, you know, Durga's name, you know. If we would have criticized them, they would have left Krishna consciousness. But we said, okay, you are doing that, it's not required, but even if you want to do it, fine, but you understand, you know, Krishna is supreme and you do. And they don't have any problem doing that, you know. So when we do that, then, you know, slowly their inclination to do whatever lower practices they are doing, it will go away and they will become fixed. But if we take the hammer of philosophy and beat them on the head at first place, and many times it comes about our own ego. You know, Krishna consciousness is great because I am practicing it. You know, say, this is proved, you know, you are wrong. No. So, a devotee, Uttam Adhikari, he feels that, you know, everybody is devotee, I am only, you know, not devotee, you know. But Madhyam Adhikari, he makes that distinction and, you know, preaches. So therefore, yeah, we don't have to criticize, rather see a point wherein, you know, we can try to bring them somehow closer to Krishna. Somebody say, for example, somebody is, you know, working in electronics company, you know, you say, hey, what you are doing is just Maya. No, you can say, oh, you make such nice electronics, we use, you know, computers, we use phone in service of Krishna, you are indirectly helping. And that's true. So that way we can try to bring them closer to Krishna. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.